Dr. Donald Miller, a cardiac surgeon and professor of surgery at the University of Washington in Seattle, explained how this poison was made palatable to the public. With several instances already on record of fluoride causing damage to crops, livestock, and people downwind from industrial plants, government and industry, led by officials running the Manhattan Project, sought to put a new, friendlier face on fluoride. This would dampen public concerns over fluoride emissions and help forestall potentially crippling litigation. Instead of being seen as the poison it is, people should view fluoride as a nutrient, which gives smiling children shiny teeth, as epitomized in the jingle that calls fluoride nature's way to prevent tooth decay. It worked. Early epidemiological studies showed a 50-70% reduction in dental cavities in children who drank fluoridated water. These studies, however, were poorly designed. None were blinded, so dentists examining children for caries, cavities, would know which kind of water they were drinking. Data gathering methods were shoddy. By today's evidence-based medicine standards, these studies do not provide reliable evidence that fluoride does indeed prevent cavities, wrote Dr. Miller. In other words, we're being forced to ingest a substance that can damage the brain, lower IQ, and have neurotoxic effects, and we're not deriving any benefit from it. Pro-fluoridation scientists, along with dental professionals and public health officials, continue to insist that fluoridation of water, toothpaste, and mouthwash is generally safe and can significantly reduce cavities and tooth decay. According to the American Dental Association, ADA, water fluoridation reduces tooth decay by 20-40%, with the only significant negative consequence being the risk of dental fluorosis, a discoloration of tooth enamel that occurs with higher rates of exposure to fluoride. They say this is only a cosmetic issue, not a health risk, but those who have investigated fluoride closely know otherwise. A study by chemists from Russia and Australia published in the Journal of Analytical Chemistry in May 2014 indicated that fluoride ions found in fluoridated water and toothpaste may lead to an increase in urinary stone disease, USD. Researchers studied 20 urinary stones from Russian hospital patients and discovered fluoride ions in 80% of them. They concluded this could be traceable to high levels of fluoride in the patient's urine, possibly a result of drinking water containing fluorides and ingesting fluoride toothpaste. Other studies found on the internet also link excessive amounts of fluoride to kidney stones, nephrolithiasis,